The Father Felix Varela walking tour will start at Broadway and Canal in Chinatown.
Hello, I'm Dolores Nolan, your virtual tour guide for Saints of New York.
Just like Father Varela, the first Spanish-speaking priest to serve the New York Diocese, you'll be strolling through Chinatown, Five Points, and Little Italy. President Jimmy Carter once said of America, "We become not a melting pot, but a beautiful mosaic. Different people, different beliefs, different yearnings, different hopes, different dreams." And I think this part of New York City truly reflects that beautiful mosaic. Here, the richness of diverse cultures collide. Today, you have the old-world charm of Little Italy, just steps away from Chinatown and other Asian enclaves. African Americans, Irish, Germans, Italians, Chinese, Koreans, and Vietnamese are all part of the mosaic. Back in the 19th century, the streets here were teeming with immigrants. Today, they're teeming with tourists and locals enticed by exotic fresh food and produce, bargains on designer goods, porcelain, and authentic cuisine served in unpretentious restaurants. Now, the easiest way to get to Canal Street and Broadway is to take the subway to Canal Street Station, and there are so many to take. You can take the number 6 and the following letter subways: the J, M, Z, N, Q, R, and W. When you come up to the street, you'll feel a pulse of what is the largest Chinatown in the United States. It's a blend of residential and commercial buildings. Now brace yourself for crowded, narrow sidewalks and stroll east on Canal Street. And yes, as the name suggests, there really was a canal here. It was around 1808 when it was dug to drain a nearby pond called the Collect. A large African-American community lived near the Collect ever since the 17th century. But the canal was covered over and paved in 1820. As you stroll Canal Street, your senses will be stimulated by the many sights and sounds, so soak up the atmosphere. Look up to see original 19th century architecture. Hear a cacophony of sounds and foreign languages. Get a whiff of the fresh seafood and exotic produce and flowers wafting from the open markets. And eat something you've never had before, like dragon fruit. And touch that Rolex watch of your dreams. See how good it looks on your wrist. Stroll Canal to the Chinatown Information Kiosk located on Canal at Walker and Baxter Streets and pick up maps of the neighborhood. Continue on Canal Street, cross Mulberry Street, and stroll to the corner of the next street. Now you're at the corner of Canal and Mott Street. This is the heart of Chinatown. Make a right and stroll downtown on Mott. Stop for something sweet or savory at Feta Bakery at 83 Mott. I always do that. And take a look at 65 Mott. Many say it's the address of one of the first tenement buildings in New York City dating from 1827. Continue on Mott to Pell Street, and you'll see just a few steps away at 29 Mott Street, the Roman Catholic Church, Church of the Transfiguration. Originally, it was a Protestant church, and it was built in the Georgian style in 1801. Father Felix Varela bought it in 1853. Father Varela was born November 20, 1788, in Havana, Cuba. At that time, Cuba was a Spanish colony. When his parents died, he went to live with his grandparents in St. Augustine, Florida. He studied to become a priest in San Carlos and San Ambrosio Seminary in Havana, and he also studied at the University of Havana. He was ordained a priest when he was 23 in the Cathedral of Havana. Father Varela was a real intellectual. He was a professor of philosophy, theology, and constitutional law. And in 1820, Father Varela was sent to Spain as a delegate to the Spanish Parliament. But his liberal and revolutionary thoughts on civil liberties, independence from Spain of Latin American countries, and ending slavery did not go over very well with King Ferdinand VII, who dissolved the Parliament. Father Varela was sentenced to death, but luckily he escaped from Spain and made his way to freedom in New York City, which was considered a mission back then. He arrived in New York City around the same time as poor Irish immigrants escaping the famine. The Irish immigrants and successive waves of immigrants suffered great discrimination at that time in New York, and they populated the notorious Five Points area. Father Varela was a true shepherd and father to the Irish. I guess he could really relate to the Irish being in exile himself. I mean, here you had the Spanish-speaking immigrant priest waiting at the docks to welcome those poor Irish that survived the arduous sea voyage. He even learned the Irish language and customs so he could communicate with his Irish flock and understand their culture. Father Varela's whole life was about helping the poor, the sick, and the discriminated minorities in New York City. But he also proclaimed his Catholicism, his philosophy on human rights, religious tolerance, and education for all in public forums and in the press. And in fact, he founded the first Spanish language newspaper in the United States. Father Varela was devoted to victims of the cholera epidemic, and for decades he could be found in New York City hospital attending to the ill. He was named Vicar General of the Diocese of New York, which covered all of New York State and New Jersey back then. Father Varela truly was an extraordinary priest and a person of unlimited charity. His whole life was about giving love and care to people. He founded countless nurseries, charitable and social societies. In 1997, the United States Postal Service issued a 32-cent commemorative stamp of the social reformer Father Varela to honor his 30 years of humanitarian work in the United States. And even the Cuban government created an award bearing his name that is bestowed upon those whom the government deems to have contributed to Cuban and worldwide culture. On August 27, 1988, during the bicentenary commemoration of the birth of Father Varela, Pope John Paul II said, "On this occasion, I wish no less than to remember the great human and priestly figure of Father Felix Varela, whose bicentenary is being commemorated and whose cause of beatification has been initiated. Priests need these new models of heroic pastoral charity. The exceptional sons of the Church are like a providential manifestation that, when crossing our paths, invite us to be faithful followers of the Good Shepherd and dedicated servers of our brothers." I think it's interesting to note that when Varela was an orphan in St. Augustine, Florida, it was an Irish priest, Father Michael O'Reilly, who inspired young Felix to become a priest. His grandfather and his ancestors had prestigious military careers, but Felix would have none of the military life. He said, "I wish to be a soldier of Jesus Christ. I do not wish to kill men, but to save souls." It is often said of Father Varela that he was a 19th century priest 100 years ahead of his time. When his health began to deteriorate, Father Varela returned to St. Augustine, where he died as he had lived, very poor and very compassionate. His body now lies in rest on the grounds of the University of Havana. If canonized, he would be the first Cuban-born saint. Now, on the facade of the Church of the Transfiguration, you can read a plaque about Father Varela and the history of this unpretentious church, and you can see a bronze statue of Father Varela in the courtyard of the adjoining school. I think the church is beautifully restored, maintained, and lovely in its simplicity and its reverence. The focal point is the painting on the wall above the main altar. It's a copy of Raphael's Transfiguration, painted in the 1930s. Paintings on the ceiling honor Mary, depicting the Annunciation and the Assumption, and there are paintings of the Last Supper and the Adoration of the Shepherds. The tabernacle is flanked by two beautiful white marble angels, and there are two levels of stained glass windows. Make sure you stop into the little side chapel to see the white marble of Christ and relics of six saints, including relics of Mother Cabrini and San Gennaro. I'm struck by the many statues, some reflecting the different immigrants who have worshipped here. There's Our Lady of China with Mary and Jesus in regal robes, and the Italians gave us the robust St. Rocco and young and pretty St. Lucy. I'm captivated by the statue of Our Lady of Good Counsel, Mary and Jesus robed in royal blue with golden crowns and scepters. In the vestibule, you'll see a picture of the Father Varela commemorative stamp and a picture and statue of Mother Cabrini, patroness of immigrants and the first American citizen to be proclaimed a saint. The Church of the Transfiguration continues to be the Church of the Immigrants in New York as it responds to its congregation of today. Mass is offered in English, Mandarin, and Cantonese. Now, to visit the nearby infamous Five Points area, simply exit the church, make a right, and stroll down Moscow Street to Columbus Park. This is the old Five Points neighborhood, made famous by the Martin Scorsese film Gangs of New York. The Five Points neighborhood is located at the intersection of Moscow, Worth, and Baxter Streets. Historians say that Scorsese took some dramatic license, that the reality was the tumult of the Five Points was scary to those outside the hood. It's true, the conditions in Five Points were harsh and difficult, but research and artifacts show that those who lived inside Five Points Your immigrant ancestors, perhaps, were decent and diligent working class people, just trying to make the best of their situation and very committed to making a better life for themselves. Today, instead of scary slums, you now have an inviting neighborhood outdoor space where children play and families relax and enjoy the outdoors. And instead of overcrowded tenements, now stand stately courthouses and municipal buildings. To stroll more of this rich neighborhood, stroll back up Moscow and walk uptown on Mott to Pell. Make a right to stroll Pell Street. It provides a more peaceful shopping experience. And one of my favorite Chinatown restaurants is at 25 Pell Street, Joe's Ginger. The soup dumplings are delicious. Continue on Pell and make a right to experience the charm and quiet of Doyer Street. It will lead out to Chatham Square, the site of the Kim Lu Memorial Arch, erected in memory of the Chinese Americans who died in World War II. East of Chatham Square, on Division Street, is Confucius Plaza, with the statue of Confucius. To experience Little Italy, you can simply retrace your steps back to Pell and Mott, stroll uptown on Mott to Canal, walk west on Canal, the one block, to Mulberry Street. Walk uptown on Mulberry into the festive Little Italy neighborhood. You can't miss it. The street is festooned with bunting in the green, white, and red of the Italian flag. You can stop into the Church of the Most Precious Blood by way of the back courtyard. This is where the parade and festival of San Gennaro originates. And there are so many restaurants to enjoy in Little Italy, but I often dine at Il Cortile. Many of my Italian friends say it's the best. And I really love their puttanesca sauce. It's so fresh and light, and they're really good at adding extra anchovies just for me. Mangia! I hope you enjoyed this story about Father Felix Varela. He was an orphan, an exile, a scholar, a philosopher, an educator, a diplomat, a media mogul, a humanitarian, a missionary, a priest, a servant of God, and possibly the first Cuban-born saint.